praying and he is doing what is best. The best thing that a sinner can do is to pray. Now, sometimes the question is asked, well, I have prayed, but God hasn't answered me. I have prayed, but God has been silent to me. What is the point of praying? If God has planned certain things, if he has decreed everything that will happen in life, then why should I pray? He will do whatever he wants to do anyway. And we do believe in a sovereign God. We do believe that he has decreed whatsoever comes to pass. That is what the scripture says. That's what the Bible says. Nothing is happening by chance. The point of prayer is because God in his sovereignty has decreed there are certain things he wills to answer in prayer. So as we pray, we are engaging with the things that are God's will. That's what we want to do. God's will. Another thing is this. Prayer is not for God, it is for you. In prayer, you're drawing near to God. And so he is saying this. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. And then he goes on to speak further things. He is speaking of what's happening to him. But then what you find is that references are made to our Savior Jesus Christ. This is the scene of the cross. They gave me also gall for my meat. And in my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. That wasn't David's experience. It was someone else's experience. It was the Lord Jesus Christ's experience. So when men say the Bible is the words of men, don't believe them. When people say, well, this is just some foolish talks of people. It is written as prophecies. Here, 1,000 years before the Lord Jesus Christ ever put his foot on this earth. And friends, it is encouraging to read these things. And it breaks our hearts to think how much Jesus Christ suffered for us. And then he goes on to speak of the what God will do to the wicked. And that is true. The Bible speaks very bluntly about these things. God is sovereign and he will punish the wicked. He will blot out their name from the names of the living. And yet, in his mercy, he is patient. He is not willing, the scripture says, that any should perish, but that all would come to the knowledge of God. So here the psalmist finishes by praising God. And he finishes by thanking the Lord. He says, I will praise the name of God with a song, in verse 30, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. So the child of God has a song of praise upon his heart and upon his lips, and he is filled with thanksgiving. What a blessing it is. How comforting it is. And what a challenge it is for us. Yes, we can bring all things to the Lord, even the saddest and darkest things. But let us never, ever pray as if all hope is lost. Let us never, ever come before the Lord as if he doesn't exist. So, my friends, we have a living God. He's not dead. And we have a living God who is fully in control of everything. May the Lord then help us to be filled with this song of praise to God.